This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Let's begin.
I had a resident in LTC who was forever speaking to herself. She preferred to stay in her room with the curtain around her bed most of the time. She was extremely hard of hearing and had sight issues. She was very sweet to all of us, and we just loved her. One night, one of the CNAs was doing a round and stopped outside of the door. The resident had her curtain completely around her bed, and the lights were off. She was whispering frantically. The CNA heard her say, "Yes, she has pink on." The CNA, who the resident still could not see or hear, was outside in the hall with a pink top on. This was her first round at 10 p.m. When the aide walked in and announced herself, the resident quickly shushed her. When she asked the resident what was wrong, the resident stared intently at her and pointed to the bathroom. "Be quiet. The man in the bathroom will hear you." The CNA swears she heard something move in there. I believe it. That area of the facility is called the hole for a reason. We've also had several residents throughout the years complain about children running up the halls in the middle of the night, laughing. It's always in the same unit, near the same room.
Let's begin.
Fort Bragg, California is a small beach town northwest of Sacramento. It has kind of a Stephen King feel to it. You know what I mean. That misty, almost eerie small harbor town. But it's beautiful and a huge tourist attraction. You get people from all over the U.S. that travel here. My fiancé and I decided to drive up here after I'd taken some time off of work due to stress. It was a last-minute decision, and we packed up our bags in less than 10 minutes, grabbed our dog, and took off. If we wouldn't have had our dog with us, I'm pretty sure I would have lost her. I guess this is where I tell the story, right? It's our second day here right now, and we're staying at a motel that overlooks the ocean. You can see the fog roll in during the early hours of the morning, and watch the fishing boats leave the harbor to get their haul for the day. It really is a beautiful thing to see. We woke up early, and I was craving, and I mean craving, eggs and bacon. After getting dressed and deciding what spot to stuff our faces at, we left for our morning adventure. See, here's where I made my mistake. I was driving down the road, and it looked like the stop we crawled up to was a four-way stop sign. I guessed wrong, because when I pulled out and cut off a small Ford Ranger with a dinky trailer attached to it, and two old men driving, I realized a little too late that I'd cut them off. They threw their hands up and pointed at me, but Lily didn't even notice. I threw my hands up in a sorry, I'm just a dipshit tourist kind of way, and they just stared me down. It was a hillbilly standoff that George Strait would be proud of. I didn't think much of it, and kept driving down the foggy two-lane road to get breakfast. I didn't even think to say anything to her about it. I never thought I'd see them again, and I didn't want her to complain about me not knowing how to drive. I was wrong, though. I was wrong, and I'll never forget what happened next. We got back to the motel after our not-so-great, but overly expensive breakfast, We cuddled up and talked about our plans for the future and what we wanted to do in life. But midway through our conversation, she realized that we were out of dog food to feed Bruce. I agreed to going up to the cute but creepy market and grabbing a bag of goodies, kissed her on the cheek, and jumped in the Navigator, left, and got about halfway to the store before I realized that I forgot my wallet on the nightstand. When I pulled back into the parking lot, I saw it. That same Ford Ranger with the janky trailer attached to it. The only difference was that Hank and Boomhauer weren't inside of it. I don't remember seeing them here last night, I thought. I walked up to our door while looking over my shoulder, wondering, what are the chances these douchebags are staying here? And then not 2 seconds later, my heart started beating faster. Our motel door was open, but barely cracked. It was open slightly to the point where you could see a sliver of light, but nothing more. I slowly pushed it open and looked inside. But I didn't see anything. Lily and Bruce were both gone. It was like they were never really there at all. My heart started racing, and I dropped my keys on the floor and ran outside, heart pounding in my chest faster than a jackhammer in New York. I didn't see the creepy old guys from the Ford truck or Lily outside. I was becoming angry and frantic by this point. Fuck, fuck, where are you guys at? I thought, before the screaming inside my head was cut off by the sound of familiar barking. I heard Bruce barking, and I ran. I ran faster than I ever have in my entire 28 years of life. I ran straight over to the front office where the sound was coming from, and that's when I saw her and our dog inside the office. She was crying, sitting on the floor, sobbing uncontrollably, and his hair was standing straight up. Until he saw that it was me sprinting towards them. Lily got up and ran into my arms. Meanwhile, the clerk is on the phone and I'm wondering, what the fuck has happened in the 2 minutes I was gone? This is what happened, told by her, and it makes my blood run cold. It turns out, as soon as I left, not 30 seconds went by and those inbred assholes knocked on the door. Lily opened it up, thinking it was me forgetting my wallet, which I did, and they tried to force their way into the room, saying, "You can thank your boy toy for what's coming to you," while grabbing her and covering her mouth. But those assholes didn't realize one thing, and that's that we had a dog in our back seat when I cut them off. Bruce jumped off the bed and didn't hesitate to bite the one grabbing her. They kicked him and tried to shake him off. But he wouldn't let go. After being bit and realizing that the noise would draw attention if they didn't leave, they ran off, and Lily was able to sprint to the front office and wait for help while Bruce followed suit. I wasn't there. I couldn't protect her. If we would have found the dog sitter and our plans weren't last minute, she could be gone right now. But my dog was there, and he did exactly what a good boy. No. The best boy would do. And for that, he is truly my best friend. If he wasn't there, what would have happened? Would she have been kidnapped, beaten, killed, all of the above? The craziest thing is that they haven't been caught yet. We filed all the reports with the local sheriff. I told them what happened earlier that morning, and the cop looked right at me and said, "You're lucky your dog was there. If he wasn't and they got in there with her, you could have been filing a different report right now." I got tears in my eyes at that. I looked over at Lily and Bruce and thanked God that I rescued him from the pound, because in return, he rescued the love of my life when I couldn't.
Let's begin.
In 2012, I suffered a stroke that killed me. As I slipped away, I had felt an overwhelming peace come over me like I'd never felt before. Things went black. Then I was ascending above and I saw the city below. Next to me, I heard a voice from this orb of very colored lights that also had a mist coming off of it. It was a woman's voice, and she was telling me how excited she was to finally be with her family and see her mom and dad again. I started to feel unsure and told her I wasn't supposed to be here. Suddenly, I was standing in an otherworldly place that was gorgeous. All the structures and buildings were made of what looked similar to marble, but it had an iridescent color between the marbling. The buildings were decorated with colorful stones, with gold embezzlements lining the buildings and glass fencing. I walked along the path with my arms crossed and holding to my body. I felt lost, and everyone around me was chattering happily with each other in these otherworldly clothes of satin-like linens. Some people held hands and were close and joyful with each other. This place was absolutely beautiful. I came upon an old man who was sitting near a tree and would seem to be teaching a class with people surrounding him. Some were sitting, and others were standing. He called me over to join him. He was teaching the lessons of what life is supposed to be on Earth, what it was originally supposed to be, and how humans were supposed to be caring for the world and the inhabitants on it. But materialism had gotten in the way, among other things. I felt an overwhelming knowledge come over me as he continued to teach this class about the world, the universe, life and death. Everyone began to surround me, and the old man put his hand on my shoulder and said, "It's not your time yet. You will know when it is." The people from the class all came in and held me in a circle, and I was suddenly back. I opened my eyes and breathed in. I was alive and back in my earthly body. This is how I came to believe in God and also reincarnation. I don't claim a religion because my beliefs are now a mix of things. Unfortunately, slowly, that knowledge that was instilled into me slipped away over the years. But I feel it in the back of my mind. To me, religion became several fingers pointing to the same being. I don't need a religion to dictate my relationship with God. If you're all wondering, I am 27 now and suffer residual effects that have disabled me, but I keep going. My body may not work properly, but my brain still does, and I focus on expanding my knowledge in various areas.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.